agree. I served as a chairman of a bank board for a number of years. In fact, until just recently, was on the bank board there on the holding company board. A lot of issues there we have to deal with. Financial services reform, consumer financial protection, whatever you want to call it, you know, passed on the House side. I think it was problematic on the House side because I think it created so many hoops for lenders to jump through that I think it was actually going to have a chilling effect on lending. So I had real concerns about that. On the Senate side, there's some things coming about with their consumer financial protection plan that sounds like it's moving in the direction where they'll have a bipartisan bill. So I suspect that something will come out of it. There is a need for reform. My concern has been we're creating so many hoops for most of the financial institutions to jump through, especially the community banks, who have not been a part of this problem. You figure that the issue here has been Freddie and Fannie and five major financial institutions, and everybody else just kind of got dragged into the mud with everybody else. There are things that need to be done. The different financial instruments that are managed by those institutions had problems, derivatives, credit default swaps. This bill, I think, gets at that, and of course, I don't know all the different nuances of what's happening on the Senate since the negotiations are happening over there on that side, but there are some things that need to happen. I think the whole idea of what should be the outcome of this is that we shouldn't be creating a situation where people still feel there's a government backstop to bad decision making. Because if you have a government backstop to that, people are going to continue to say, well, I minimize my risk in making a bad lending decision, therefore I'll make it, and worst comes to worst, you know, there'll be another bailout. So, mm-hmm. and that I don't think we want to see anymore. The key is too is we want to make sure that good decision making takes place within these realms. We want to make sure the banks aren't making decisions to have a very risky portfolio. At the same time, we want to make sure they're not saying, hey, we're not going to lend money without, you know, 80, 90, 100% liquid collateral. And for a lot of them, they're saying, hey, listen, we're looking not only at the amount of collateral, but the liquidity of the collateral. And for a lot of folks, they're saying, wait a minute, you know, if I'm having to provide 80, 90, 100% liquid collateral, then I'd be taking that money myself and using it.
What I need to loan for.
That's right, exactly. And that's happening there. And the bank examiners are being very, very stringent in how they review risk in these bank portfolios and having to know exactly how risk is rated across those seven categories. They're coming in and questioning risk decisions that are being made by banks. And then the problem is the banks just inherently respond to that by being more restrictive in how much risk they'll take and looking at credit scores and saying, well, listen, sorry, you know, if you have a credit score, you know, below 700, sorry, we can't lend to you. Or we can lend to you, but instead of lending 80% or 85% of the home, we'll lend you 65-70%. And all of a sudden people go, well, I don't have the cash to make a down payment to do that. So we've got to be careful about that. And it's as much an issue on the regulatory side and how it exists now with bank examiners saying, I'm not going to have a bank fail on my watch. So what they do is they go in and they're very critical of these portfolios. And the ironic thing about it is they're looking at a portfolio that they looked at a year ago and where they looked at a loan and said, this is an acceptable risk. Now they're saying, it's not acceptable risk.
Yeah.